In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, the guys talk about one of their favorite things, food! In honor of Turkey Day, the Cubs reminisce about their favorite holiday servings, from turkey and dressing, or stuffing, to cakes and pies. It's a bountiful Thanksgiving feast, so grab a heaping helping as COL 340 starts now. November 22nd, 2015. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon. Everybody
dance now! And that makes me Gary.
Don't hurt nobody with your bad self.
Welcome to Comes Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 340. And I'm tired.
Oh.
And I think I accidentally interrupted Gary, but I was like hitting record just as he started talking. I'm sorry, Gary.
It's okay.
It's okay.
And that's it. I got no big intro. Let's go into this. What's going on in 2 days? It's Shutter's birthday. Happy birthday. So by the time you hear this, might be pre-birthday, but still, that's if you get right on top of your things. Good boy. It's just such a good boy.
I hope you get the biggest bone you want for your birthday.
Ha! Well, we never mind. I'm not going to say that. he is in England currently. Yep. So there would be a lot of
so it'll be closer that when this posts, it'll be closer than what it would be if he was in the States at the time that the show goes up. But so who knows?
Absolutely. Maybe he'll get a crumpet or a biscuit with a candle in it. Who knows?
Mm. So we put any more British puns in here?
Or not pun stereotypes, I think is more like it. Still, it's all good. Mm-hmm.
Got to love the British.
Anyways, also, in a few days, it's Thanksgiving, and I will probably end up being working on that day. Gotta love working for a company that works 24/7.
Yeah.
Which also means that I will be missing out on my traditional Thanksgiving stuff, and I probably won't be able to go to the Dankovich's again.
Aww.
But as long as my schedule stays the way it is, when Christmas rolls around, shouldn't be a problem. I wake up, I do the Christmas stuff, I have my Christmas time with my parents, and then I go to work.
Hmm. Not good.
Mm-hmm. So.
Good.
That should be fine. But then I won't be able to go to the Dankovich's for dinner. So the two good meals that I get every year. I won't be getting this year. Flash cry. So
yeah. Aww.
Working on Thanksgiving. So I'm probably going to, what I'm going to do is actually, I have this easy cheesy chicken bake that I have a recipe for. It's a stovetop thing. So I might just make that and have that for my meal. So it's
somewhat
country based. That's what I'm doing. Damon?
Well, speaking of the holidays, I will be making my way back down to Louisville for Thanksgiving. Things are going a little differently this time around. One of my cousins has been the forerunner of getting things together for the family for Thanksgiving, and she'll be doing that again this year, but things have changed. So we're kind of going to her place, which is a smaller apartment. And a lot of the family is kind of maybe not as interested in doing it again this year. So it'll probably be intimate, close, you know, as family can be. And we'll enjoy it. I'll head down Wednesday and probably come back on Saturday. Spend a couple of days down there, spend another couple of days with family. I'll spend a couple of days with family now. I'll spend a couple of days kind of like on my own and maybe hanging out with friends that I have down there, et cetera. So we shall see. It should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been, due to buying the house and everything, I haven't been down to Louisville at all this year to visit my mom and talk to her and see her and stuff. So it'll be good to do that.
Yay.
Gary.
It's time to feast. It's time to fill the belly full of food.
Mm-hmm. Yay, bellies.
Because that's really what Thanksgiving has turned into, in my opinion. It's about eating. It's not about being thankful. It's not about the pilgrims. It's not about us bringing diseases to the Native Americans or, you know, anything else you want to talk about historically or politically. It's about eating, football, family, and getting ready to go shopping.
The very next day.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the way I look at it. Yeah, or the same day, depending on what your situation is. So I'm going to focus on the thing I like the most about that day. Not the family, not the football, not the shopping, but the food.
Nice. Sweet.
So you're the one who's making the turkey and everything?
Oh, hell no. 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 I don't know what I'm making just yet. Granted, it's days away. But I'm making a side dish of some sort, most likely. Or I like making desserts, but my cousin is the one who usually makes desserts.
Are there desserts at least good?
Yeah, well, it depends on what gets made. And actually, the family's kind of cheapened out the past year or two now that I think about it, and they buy pre-made pies. So I don't know what I'm going to do about that. Like, it's so funny because to me, it's kind of hit or miss. And so there's a part of me that's like, oh, I should probably make a goddamn cheesecake and slay them all. But
or I can send you the recipe for my grasshopper pie.
Well, that would go over with everybody but me.
You don't like mint?
No, I'm not a big
cream pie.
Yeah, no. It grasshopper specifically. I don't like the drink. I'm not a big fan of that with a pie. And I'm not. My mother has disowned me several times over for not liking mint chocolate chip ice cream. So, yeah. I don't know. Every once in a while, I get a hankering for a York peppermint patty, but it's an oddity kind of thing. So, yeah, it's not my big deal. But I don't know. You know, I could get a little adventurous and maybe make like a maple bourbon cheesecake, you know, with like candied pecans on top or something. I don't know. We'll see. Something very fall, very, you know, autumnal and Thanksgiving and fatty to drive everybody crazy.
Maple bourbon, as we know from Miss Chess, you know, you can taste like pancakes.
Did you just say Miss Chess?
No.
I heard Miss.
It's my lisp.
I misheard.
We're good. Okay.
Oh, this show is full of puns, people.
Let's go into this. It's Urban Dictionary with Gary.
All right, so because Thanksgiving's coming up this week, this episode's Urban Dictionary, the words or term phrase is turkey slapped. Definition, to be slapped in one's face, possibly other places, with a male's penis.
Gosh. Huh.
And I've to use it in a sentence, which is super lame, I got turkey slapped. Dumbass example. But anyways.
Interesting. I've never heard it called that.
Neither have I. But when you think about it, it kind of makes sense if in terms of you think of the nutsack looking like a turkey waddle.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
terrible. Nice.
I wouldn't have thought of that. And now that you've put that in my head, it totally makes sense now. Turkey slapped.
Turkey slapped.
Turkey motherfucking slapped.
Nice.
Yeah. So now you got a new terminology for the bedroom in the most inappropriate moments.
I'm going to turkey slap you to the floor. Anyways. Moving on. Oh, moving on into Thanksgiving.
Aww. Yeah.
I don't know where to start. Gary?
So here's the thing when it comes to Thanksgiving. It has, for the most part, fond memories for me. Mm-hmm. There is one very specific dish that I look forward to every year at Thanksgiving, and it happens to be the my grandmother's version of dressing, also known as stuffing, depending on how you want to rephrase it. She put sausage in it.
Oh. So,
yeah. Not sausage links, but like taking like a, for lack of a better reference, Jimmy Dean's, you know, like sausage roll and, you know, cooking it up and frying it up in a pan, you know, and breaking it down. So it was, you know, small kind of broken down pieces, so to speak, no casing or anything. And then, you know, you would take the fat and use that in place of the butter to cook the onions and the celery. And then you would, you know, have the bread and all that kind of stuff and stock. And oh, yeah. Yes. And I would just eat that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like everything else that's traditional in our family with Thanksgiving meal, but I am good to go with that. Like, that's probably the one thing I will get two portions of.
So, here's my usual thing. And this is why my personal reason for the difference in definitions between stuffing and dressing. To me, traditionally, you call it stuffing if it was actually stuffed in the bird.
Mm-hmm. Like the only thing that differentiates the two is the fact that one was within the bird and one was not.
Not. Yes. That's my personal kind of feeling about it. So your grandmother's dressing sounds really tasty.
And I will agree with you, Damon. That's the way I've always considered it. I know it like is a bit of a, it starts a war with some people, but it's really simple to me. Is it inside of something? So for example, like if you had a chicken breast and you stuffed it, then it's stuffing because it was stuffed into something. If it's just served on the side separately, then it's just dressing. It's, you know, it kind of makes sense. But I know some people were really up in arms and they're like, you know, stuffing, no matter how much, no matter how you make it. And I'm like, you know what? You can call it what you want. I call it what I want, you know.
Yeah. Like my family.
I'll do what I want.
Yeah. My family makes a dressing usually. We tend to sometimes stuff the turkey, but most of the time it's dressing. And it's usually done on a side. And my aunt used to make it. And now she has passed down the recipe to a couple of her children, my cousins. And now one of them specifically makes it, and she makes it better. She does. And as much as people hate saying it, it's better. It's not as dry. I don't need gravy to make my stuffing better. I need it to be. So,
okay, you bring up it. Not to jump in on your statement, but you bring up an excellent point. I like a nice, moist, wet dressing or stuffing, whether it's in a bird or out of the bird, no matter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of dry stuffing.
Yeah, me neither.
So if it is, then gravy is an absolute. Like, so, and don't get me wrong, if it's done well, you know, and it's moist in that, I'll still put gravy on it. I mean,
hello. Oh, yeah.
It's fat on carbs. Duh. so that's kind of, you know, where my perspective is on it. I know some people are kind of like, meh, and I'm like, no. Nope. You eat it your way, I'll eat it my way, because that's just how we live in a free society. So,
yeah.
Kind of the way I look at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the dressing is probably the only thing that I'm really looking forward to. Everything else I'm kind of about. The turkey is an iffy thing for me because sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not good. Mm-hmm. It's really about, you know, and I regret to say this, I feel like most of the time the family doesn't follow rules of the road when it comes to this type of a thing.
Oh.
Well, like, you know, as much as I know, if my family does not brine a bird to put, you know, extra flavoring and some potential, you know.
Well, isn't like, really the popularity and or at least knowingness of brining the bird, isn't that a relatively new thing?
In terms
relatively of the, new
in terms of the history of the country, absolutely, it's a newer thing. Mm-hmm. However, there's tons of things that are very popular food wise that sweep the nation. Like everybody now knows about deep frying a turkey.
Yeah.
And how dangerous it is.
Well,
how what?
Dangerous it is.
Well, that, but also how good it can be and how moist and
it can be good if you can do it and do it well. And you're, you know, have a really good, a decent, fire extinguisher nearby. You're doing it in the right place so that it's not like gonna burn anything else down. Making sure that you're really carefully lowering the turkey into the oil. You probably have a ladder with a rope, and you would basically have a turkey derrick set up so you don't like accidentally splash anything.
Right. My point is, with the popularity of like the food industry, you know, cooking network and the food network channels and all that kind of stuff, and celebrity chefs, and, you know, having just gone to the food show in Cleveland, it's like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's out there. Some of it just somehow rises to the top, like everybody knows about it, and other stuff doesn't. So
my
point is, I don't think my family's kind of on that bandwagon yet. It's the one thing where I'm kind of like, well, if they kind of do that, it would be maybe better. And if they would let the bird rest before they start cutting it, you know, so that the juices don't end up everywhere but in the meat, just saying.
Yeah. Trust me, it's there's a difference between those who know and those who don't. Like, for some, like, the knowledge is good, but not a lot of people have it and or retain it.
And my concern is, I don't want people to think that, you know, my family can't make a good meal, but my preference is, gravy is a condiment, not an absolute. Like, if I have to use gravy because the food needs something,
try.
You know, that's like, you know, oh, I'm gonna slap a piece of cheese on this because it needs it, then perhaps it's not as good as it was supposed to be. That's just me.
True.
That's just kind of the way I look at it. But so, yeah, I mean, and I know other people have big things that they get excited about for Thanksgiving, but we were not really we're not the sweet potato yam casserole-y kind of folk. I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's really anything else that comes to mind. I mean, maybe pumpkin pie and pecan pie, I know, are really popular for this time of year holiday. Tomato. So, bitch. I mean, yeah.
Sorry.
So,
but no, the.
No, it's.
Yeah.
I think everyone's kind of got their own thing. I mean, what about you guys? Like, what are your fond memories? What are things that you look forward to? And if you can't get it, you might even make it. Like, you know, like if you're not going to be going anywhere. Or
honestly, grasshopper pie.
Ah.
Okay.
So it gives me an excuse to buy alcohol. And then I have like 20 marshmallows. And actually, when I started to successfully make this grasshopper pie was thanks to Alton Brown and him teaching me how to properly fold.
Hmm.
So... because, you know, you're taking the heavy whipped cream and you're taking the light whipped cream and you're taking the heavy melted marshmallows and you have to mix them together.
Hmm.
And you don't want to like pop the bubbles and end up having like a soggy bottom because nobody likes a soggy bottom.
Ha ha ha
ha. Trust me, when I did not properly fold, I had a soggy bottom in my pie, and it was not a good soggy bottom.
Yep. We're totally back to the double entendre pun.
Bottoms.
And the one problem I have sometimes is, like, I think that last time I made it, I actually had to go to a specific, I had to go to Randall's specifically to get my Oreo cookie crisp. Sure, yes, I could probably make my own, but I'm lazy in that case. Huh. Like, I'll have a pot with water in it. I'll put a bowl on top of it and basically make my homemade double boiler and to melt my marshmallows. But melt my marshmallows and I'll whip my own cream. I don't need anybody to do that for that. And then I'll mix that together. But when it comes to the pie crust, no. I'm just going to get an Oreo pie crust. And then then I've got a shot of creamed mint, a shot of creamed cocoa, a shot of creamed mint goes in my mouth, a shot of creamed cocoa goes in my mouth. Great.
Nice.
So what I'm hearing is you like to take shots in your mouth.
Ha ha.
Exactly.
But I don't care.
What about you, Damon? What's your dish of preference when it comes to the holiday?
So many things come to mind. But
I mean, a side note, I like the gravy for gravy's sake. I mean, I don't care what the status of the turkey or my mashed potatoes. Oh, mashed potatoes too. Mashed potatoes. mashed potatoes are my stuffing are. I mean, I really, my perfect leftover dish is to tear up some turkey, take some leftover stuffing, take up some leftover mashed potatoes, put it into a casserole dish, just cover it with gravy and just mix it up.
Huh.
And just be like basically a Thanksgiving casserole. Mm. Maybe put in, you know, if you have like some green beans or something to go along with it, or some peas or, you know, some sort of additional vegetation to go into it. So it's just like, it's great for like, you know, if I was going to take it to work or something, I can just like a big casserole. That's what I should do. I should actually create a turkey casserole, which I can then take to work. And then Thanksgiving casserole. I need to kind of figure that out.
Hey, so would your work do a potluck though?
Yeah, we've done that before.
That might be a possibility. You could impress
people. If there are multiple people working on Thanksgiving, it wouldn't be bad to have like a small little like potlucky kind of get together kind of thing. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I think one of my teammates is thinking about just like ordering a fried turkey for us.
See, that's a good thing. That's a good starter. Anyway, so for me, if there's one dish that I always am looking forward to that I can probably eat way too much of and overindulge as much as possible, it would be my mom's macaroni and cheese casserole. It's not a casserole, but it's really just macaroni and cheese, a lot of cheese, covered in cheese, and baked.
Like not like any meat or anything? It's just...
No, just...
It literally is just mac and cheese?
Yep, in a big-ass bowl. She boils the macaroni. She adds butter and cheese. Then she kind of, you know, folds it, you know, like you said, fold it and whatever. Gets it all cheesy and creamy. Then she puts it in a bowl, and then she covers it with shredded cheddar of different types, and then puts it in the oven. And it's so, so, so good.
Bet you anything if you just added like some ground beef.
No. It does not need anything. It is already rich and cheesy and
maybe some cream mushroom soup to give it a little more cream. Oh,
no. It's good just the way it is. Any changes to it would I think would ruin it. And I want to make it and learn how to make it. And I probably could if I've watched
applied for yourself. Enough times.
Yeah, I applied myself. I could probably make it.
You know what? First off, make a recipe of it. The reason why I say make a recipe of it is because your mother probably doesn't even have one. Nope. So you would make a recipe. So you watch her and say, okay, what ingredients are you using? Well, I'm going to use this, this, and this. Are you measuring anything? No.
No.
Well, she probably is, but you say, well, how much do you usually put in there? Well, I put 3 handfuls of cheese. I'm just throwing up some number out there. And that's a measurement. So you just have to learn how to eyeball those parts. But you could probably make a recipe that says, well, for one thing, what's the software you need? What's the ingredients? And like, is there an order that she puts it in? Because that's process. Yeah. And how long, what does she, temperature does she set the oven? How long does she have it in there? You could make a recipe.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
Or you could just ask your mom to make you some. But
she's not conveniently there.
I understand. I know where you're going, because at some time in the future, she will not be around. So if you ever learn how she makes it, then you'll at least be able to make it for yourself. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, luckily, that's what I feel good about, is that my grandmother actually had written down her recipe for this, for the dressing, so that we had that to go by. But yeah, it kind of seems to me that we're all on the same wavelength, which I fully expect for Bears and Cubs, which is it's all about the carbs and the fat.
Indeed. As much as I love like a good like green bean, or you know, my mom used to make greens. She doesn't do it as much anymore. There's reasons for that, but you know, a healthy vegetable, quote unquote, although the most of the time the green beans and stuff are cooked with like a ham hock or bacon, so not so much. But it's good food. It's just good, healthy, good cheating on any kind of diet you may have kind of food. So
yeah Thanksgiving is the diet day off.
Yeah,
there should be no reason why you're doing it. Okay, so some people like a vegan will probably have some tofurkey, but come on,
you can do some things to kind of ease the diet, you know. I mean, ease your diet plans and make it easier, better.
Well, like that whole mac and cheese casserole that you're referring to, my dad couldn't have because he's lactose intolerant. So probably not going to have that around our house. But yeah, it's, I mean, I'm such a big casserole fan.
Yeah.
I don't know about what it is, but I like just having like, in the end, once it gets into my stomach, it's going to be all together anyways. So why not have it to begin with? And you just take a fork and just scoop it up, and it's just delicious. So
yeah,
that's my thought.
Oh good.
But pumpkin pie, I really like pumpkin pie
let's get into desserts. I know you mentioned grasshopper pie and everything, but what's funny and this is one of the desserts my family has on Thanksgiving is my aunt's banana cream pudding. Or banana pudding, I should say.
Nice.
It's very sweet, although she's toned it down in recent years because of, you know, diabetes. but it's super sweet and bananas, and she has vanilla wafers on top, and it's... I can only eat so much of it because it is so sweet. And even though she's toned it down, it's still so sweet.
Take it, but just like a little scoopful.
Like a half scoopful. Yeah. I don't, with desserts, I don't stop.
You have a sweet tooth.
I take a few. Mm-hmm. I'll usually have some of her banana pudding. I have a sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie. My mom likes jam cake.
Jam cake.
It's basically like a spiced or a rum cake, and in the middle of it, you know, they take two layers, and in the middle of it is a like a preserve or a jam, like strawberry or raspberry, kind of covered up, and then it's iced with either caramel icing or like a cream cheese icing. Mm. It's really good.
So it's basically a jam-filled cake.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a big jelly donut.
Yeah.
Except it's baked, not fried.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all, like, if I don't overindulge on the, like, heavy carbs and foods and whatnot of the turkey and whatnot, but I will definitely almost always overindulge on the desserts because got a bit of a sweet tooth.
Understandable.
What about you, Gary?
I think I want something unique or different when it comes to dessert. And that's hard because most people aren't thinking in that mode. They think traditionally. So I guarantee we're going to have a pumpkin pie and a pecan pie. Mm-hmm. Probably a chocolate mousse type pie of some sort, like a chocolate cream pie. Oh. And probably one or two fruit pies, like a cherry pie or an apple pie. It depends. You know, sometimes the family get together for the holidays is like, you know, over 24 people, and sometimes it's more like 12.5.
Yeah.
So that's the difficulty for me. I don't know. I just I want to be kind of like wowed or razzled out a little bit because, you know, it's like I can go buy a Marie Callender's pumpkin pie today. Like, I don't have to have it on Thanksgiving.
Can't easily get a grasshopper pie. I'm supposed to, you could, like, the only reason why it's a grasshopper pie is because it has cream to mint and cream to cocoa mixed in with it.
Right.
So you could probably do some sort of modification to it to have it taste, maybe a rum pie or, you know, maybe a lemon syrup pie with, like, some Bacardi Limon.
So basically you want to get drunk.
You don't get drunk from a pie.
Soaking.
I mean, there's only in the entire pie, it's only two shots of liquor.
But then you take two, and then you take two more while it's baking.
That's another matter altogether. And you don't even bake it.
I'm kidding. Oh, my God.
Don't bake a
pie. You kill it.
You don't even put the liquor in until the very end. I think you put the liquor in after you've melted the marshmallows, but then you fold everything.
Yeah, see, because I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, cake versus pie. I know we did this before. We had to have already done this at one point.
Something like that, yeah.
Maybe.
But I'm more of a I guess I'm more of a pie kind of person.
Well, you like cheesecake. That's pie.
Yeah, it's more pie-ish than a cake because, you know, it's not really got flour or anything in it or – yeah, I mean, cake for me is difficult. It can dry out, and that's when I'm like, meh. Like, it's yeah. Just, you know, it's not all that good.
That's when you have to add ice cream with it.
And that's kind of like adding gravy to dry dressing. The point is, like, missed completely. Anyways, that's just me. I don't know.
I don't care if the dressing's dry because I'm adding gravy to it anyways.
Right, but then you have to double up on the gravy. You have to add more gravy to make up for the fact that the dressing or the stuffing is missing moisture.
You don't know how much gravy I use.
All right, well, that may be you, but that's what I would do. I'd be like, oh, this bitch is dry. Extra, extra, extra gravy.
I already start with the extra, extra gravy.
I'm the same way. I don't like a dry cake. Like, once a cake gets dry, it kind of like, I'm not as interested. And I don't like ice cream and cake together. Like, if you've made the cake, I'll eat the cake. If you've made the ice cream, I'll eat the ice cream. I don't like the two meeting, except for an actual ice cream cake.
Which is just ice cream.
Well, there's like Baskin Robbins has an ice cream cake where they have half of it is ice cream and half of it is cake.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really puzzled on the dessert thing. I'm thinking about it and I'm like, I don't know. My mom's family is pretty much all big pie fans. My dad's family is probably more of a cheesecake kind of fans, but they're not big dessert eaters. They're more big like sides kind of eaters. Mm-hmm. And dessert and my dad's family is where the reinvention, like the creativity comes from when it comes to food, which is probably like why I'm I waffle because I'm like, you know, make something different. And then I'm like, you know, well, tradition's okay, but
you know. Yeah.
Like I would want to see, I would want to see something different. Like I would like to see a chess pie. I would like to see chess
pie.
Yeah, not to be confused with Fox Bear.
A chess pie is basically a sugar custard pie. Gary or Jeff.
I'm still don't know what that means. Chess pie.
I know, I'm looking it up on my internet.
Is it like chess isn't, well, it must be because it's coming
up. C-H-E-S-S. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's called a chess pie. I know it's when, as soon as you said it, I was like, oh yeah, I know what a chess pie is. My dad used to make them.
They are brought from England originally and was found in New England as well as Virginia. According to James Beard's American Cookery of 1972, the origin of the name may have come from the term pie chest, as in a pie safe.
Huh.
For where you keep a pie. But the general recipe is a single crust composed of eggs, butter, granulated sugar, brown sugar, and vanilla. What sets it apart from many other custard pies is the addition of cornmeal.
Hmm.
Some recipes also call for corn syrup, which tends to create a more gelatinous consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Pies then baked.
Yeah. So.
Ew.
What?
That's gross.
What?
What's gross?
A chess pie.
No, it's not.
This is gross. Oh, no, I wouldn't want to eat this at all.
It's similar to the insides of a pecan pie.
It's even more reason. I don't like pecans.
I don't like pecan pie either. Oh, okay. So you don't like pecan pie, yes. So it's off okay. the table.
All right. So we'll clarify.
Totally. Okay.
I think it's gross.
I haven't made it. My dad used to make the chess pie, and I love them. I just really, really, really sweet. So I'm kind of like, oh, I really want one, but man,
I'm probably more of a cream pie type of person. Yeah.
I'm a cream pie, apple pie, so fruit pies I really like.
Oh, I just remembered.
Have you
ever had a banoffee pie?
But no.
Pie?
Okay, banoffee pie. B-A-N-O-F-F-E-E. Your birthday is coming up. You are in England. They have banoffee pie over there, I swear. You need to go get some.
Anyways. Banoffee is an English dessert pie made from bananas, cream, and toffee.
Oh.
From boiled condensed milk, either on a pastry base or one made from crumbled biscuits and butter. Some versions of the recipe also include chocolate, coffee, or both. That actually sounds very tasty.
Yeah. So the name comes from banana and toffee being brought together to create banoffee.
Hmm.
And I've actually had it, and it's fucking amazing.
That does look really good.
This would be a pie I would like, but this would totally not show up at my Thanksgiving because, well, my family's Thanksgiving. If I was hosting Thanksgiving and y'all were coming over, I would have this pie. But it's non-traditional that way. My family, on the other hand, like if I made this, see, this is something I would totally make. And then I would take it and they'll be like, what's that? And I'd be like, it's not the pie. And like, what? And I'd be like, it's a banoffee pie. Like it's bananas and toffee. And they'd be like, oh, and I could just tell like some people would try it and, you know, take little itty bitty slices or whatever to be polite.
Just have a little slice.
Yeah. So,
yeah. I'm a fan of a lot of the, I agree with you, Gary, that sometimes it's good to just be different. You know, if it were my Thanksgiving, which might happen in a year or so, I would want to do a different, like something different. Like I would probably have Jim make a pumpkin cheesecake, which although it has the pumpkin, it's traditional, but it's a cheesecake as opposed to a traditional like pie. I like the idea, but the banoffee pie, I also would want like a chess or a, are a bar, like a bounty kind of bar or something like that. Kind of does something that's heavy but not too heavy. Not like a big ass piece of pie.
I will tell you this: in New Orleans, when I was on vacation in September, I had an amazing tart. I think it was called a tart from a bakery down there. Jeff's best friend Grace came to the condo and brought us breakfast one morning from a bakery, and they, oh my god, this thing was amazing. Both Drew and I thought it was astounding. Normally, when you have a tart, and it, you know, it's like a little pastry, kind of like pie shell type deal. It's not very high, and you know, has fruit or whatever in it. But it's normally, I don't want to say soft, but this particular one, they had made a crust on the bottom that was like a snap cookie. So when you bit into it, like it was hard, like not so hard that you couldn't bite through it. But I mean, it was it was very unexpected. So it had this brilliant like crunch kind of element to it. And I was completely like, oh, what is this going on in my mouth? Like, this is amazing. So, yeah, like I kind of want things like that, but you know, it's Thanksgiving, so we're going to have what we have. And
yeah, you can always like, I know if, well, this year I won't know for sure, but I know for a fact that there will be a stuffing, there'll be a dressing, there'll be mac and cheese, there will be green beans or some kind of green vegetable. There will be turkey. There may be ham. And there will be at least two or three different desserts. Just, I you know, random things. I'm not sure how things will go this time around, but we'll see. We shall see.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, you know, the point for me now is just the fact that the family gets together and we get to spend some time. And
yeah.
So most likely for us, it will be turkey, dressing, mashed potatoes, probably sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Too much butter and marshmallows over top. I'm trying to think. We might have a mac and cheese, but not necessarily so. There will definitely be gravy. There will be a salad. There will be rolls. Deviled eggs. Absolutely deviled eggs. A relish tray.
Oh, good God.
And then probably...
And there's only a dozen and a half of you guys?
Well, yeah. There's always tons of food left over. Well, and then when we get to Christmas, when we get together for celebrating Christmas, there's a ham and a turkey.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Like, my mom's family eats. There's no issues about that, but yeah, in some ways it's kind of traditional, so yeah. All like right. Ooh, I wonder if this exists. Hold on, I gotta look this up. No, it just occurred to me, I was just thinking about how much I enjoy creme brulee when it's done really well. There is such a thing, or at least Google says there is. Creme brulee pie.
Oh, interesting. Well, I could see that working.
It's not very well known, apparently, because there's not many links per se. But Food Network definitely has a recipe for it from the All American Pie Championship Food Network special show.
Interesting.
Nice.
Cool.
So that's a twist on something. It's kind of the thing. That's what I'm looking for. And I might be able to get away with the family. I don't know. We'll see. Then again, we got diabetics that don't need to be eating all that damn sugar. So whatever.
Then they don't have to eat it. They'll eat something else.
Oh, no, they will. Trust me. They will. They'll have extra insulin at the ready. Seriously. Or they'll strategically be really good all day long just so they can have three pieces of pie.
Nice.
You know, I don't know. Anyways, they
yeah, that's it. Been our, that's sort of been the issue as well. Like now, you know, as our families are aging and whatnot, and you know, heart disease and all that stuff. So yeah, you're thinking people might get a little bit more better on it, but it doesn't really happen so much on Thanksgiving. Some people just throw caution to the wind and go all in.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
So food.
Let's eat something even more tasty. How playful.
Oh my god.
I can't believe you did that. Anyway.
I can't either, but it worked. It totally worked.
So first off, how playful. And it's kind of a guy, it's kind of hot out, and he went outside and just, you know, he started off in his underwear and decided it was even too hot for that. And he's like rolling around in the grass.
I presume that he has an enclosed yard with this brick wall background kind of thing. So it's not a concern about neighbors.
Right.
Huh.
I didn't really care.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Oh, he looks happy. Happy.
The big playful bear in the yard.
Yeah.
Rolling around in the yard.
Come on.
Damon.
Give me a second. Damn it, computer. There we go. So I have in the name of the theme, I call this after dinner with the daddy. And it's a, you know, nice burly bear, daddy bear with his beer and his cigar. You know, this is after the dinner, just sort of relaxing on the back porch.
Having a cigar and a beer.
Yeah. Yep.
Taking off his shirt because it's hot out.
Yeah. It's unseasonably warm for November. And he, you know, just relaxing. Mm-hmm. And if you're wondering where I'm at his feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the perspective of the shots is from below. So you're looking up towards him like you're sitting at his feet.
Yep. So. Yep, yep, yep.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I could totally see that happening.
See, dessert.
So I have two to go with the theme. The first one is a bit over the top, but I couldn't help it. I thought it was funny. I called it yum. If you recall two episodes ago when we did This, That, or Other, I had an honorable mention of a Mr. Colby Jensen.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, know. So...
Yeah. Hold on. That one didn't open for me. Shit. Hold on.
Remember, folks, when you're doing your Christmas shopping, go to cubsoutloud.com first and hit that Amazon link.
Oh, my God.
All your Christmas shopping all at once and check out.
Someone is digging right in.
So after Thanksgiving and you've had all the favorite foods that you've had, you're going to get hungry again, but maybe you're a little hungry for something different.
This is after the parents have gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hole in it. I don't mean donut.
And you're gonna eat some ass. So
some ass.
Yeah, this gif of Colby Jensen going to town on a butt. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I mean, he's just got the guy is just like must be just upside down somehow.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's
wow. Well.
In.
Huh. I hope he's enjoying that meal. Eating it like it's his last one. Just saying, like,
yeah.
Go for so it.
I had to. So that one I could not resist for this show because I just thought it was too damn funny. And then we have cooking dinner.
Aww.
This one is much much less triple X. So I will not stop walking's Tumblr account from about a month or more ago. Apparently he's in the kitchen and he's prepping. He's cooking, but he's just wearing a T-shirt and shorty shorts. But he's got some
boxer. Nice. Looks like boxer briefs might be.
Yeah, they might be.
Yeah, it's okay. It's cool. It's cute. I don't know this guy. I will not stop walking.
I was like,
Nice.
That's what I want to see in my kitchen.
Yeah, that's like a problem. Like I would like walk in the kitchen and be like, "Oh, okay, you can stop what you're doing. Let's Like, turn the oven off.
No, see, no. See, if I saw that, I walk in, I'd be all up on it, but I'd be like, oh, all right, I see. This is obviously dessert later tonight. Well, you just keep doing what you're doing, answer. And you know, I would probably become a nuisance until I got told to go away. Nice. And I'd be like, all right. Ethan's, we shall continue this.
Cool. We shall continue this later.
Huh.
All right.
So that's our tumblers. Moving on into the links. So to continue on my month of Blizzard, you can now pre-purchase
World of Warcraft Legion.
And really the pick at this point in time, because Legion's probably not coming out for a while. In fact, the whole page says that we'll ship on or before September 21st. So it's a while. But in the meantime, if you click on the YouTube link, or if you're not one of us, but you're looking at the post on the website, you can actually see the cinematic trailer for World of Warcraft Legion, which was freaking amazing. It has this emotional hook into you, and you see Varian, and then you see Sylvanas Windrunner, which is the queen of the Forsaken Undead, you know, of the opposite faction, in this, and you see what happens, and it's like, okay, we're getting this like massive invasion of demons to basically destroy our world. That whole Horde versus Alliance thing, let's take care of this first. So it's interesting, because the greatest thing is at the beginning of it, Varian Wrynn is the king of Stormwind and kind of the faction leader of the Alliance. And he's writing a letter to his son, because he doesn't even know if he's going to return from this battle. I mean, that's how severe it is. Is like the king is even going into battle and he may perish. So it is so emotional and provocative and beautiful. A just beautiful thing. Like, he looks so real, and this is fully animated. This is computer generated cinematic. It's amazing. So I really recommend that people see it, just to watch it. And heck, go to youtube.com/Warcraft and take a look at, you can take a look at all their cinematics from the original World of Warcraft to now, and you can really see how things have just gotten better and better. And this is definitely their best cinematic yet.
Cool.
So my pick is more about the cinematic, but hey, you could pre-purchase Legion!
Cool.
And the digital deluxe stuff is pretty cool too. I forgot what they have. I think there's a patent amount. You get the Illidari Fellstalker mount, Nibbles Illidari Fellstalker pet, a Fellstalker mount in Heroes of the Storm, Betrayer wings in Diablo 3, and a couple of StarCraft 2 portraits. See, stuff all over the place.
Yeah. Cool.
Gary, what do you got?
Continuing on my theme for this month, apparently, it is a documentary film. Here's the thing. It is currently out on making the film circuits. So it's not online yet to be found. It's called Out to Win. It's about athletes coming out. And most specifically, it's all a series of interviews with athletes who have already come out of the closet, and the consequences of those decisions and actions. It is made by Malcolm Ingram. Mr. Small Town Gay Bar,
Bear Nation
himself. Yeah, and Bear Nation. So He's been doing some speakings and stuff. He was in Pittsburgh, which I completely missed knowing that they were going to be showing the film at the festival down there and that he was going to be speaking. So I'm kind of bummed I didn't get a chance to go. But I've known that he's been working on it for the past year, and it's wrapped and finished and as a product, and it's out there. I think it already went to South by Southwest. So it's been doing that thing. So I'm just putting a call out, like, you know, if you have a chance and you're interested, I would suggest going and seeing it. It's insightful from what I've seen of the little bit of the trailer. He talks to Martina Navratilova, Billie Jean King, Don Lemon, and some other folks. And so I don't know. I found it very interesting. And there's a YouTube video, if you search for it, for one of the film festivals, the Q&A. It's about 8 or 9 minutes long. They filmed and edited the Q&A and his answers, and it was a little insightful. It was interesting. They talk about the issue that they decided not to put trans individuals in the film, and Malcolm's explanation I thought was perfect. He said, I think it's a bigger subject than to try to squeeze into this film. It should be just a film of its own, like a topic big enough to be handled separately and that kind of thing. And I kind of have to agree with him. I think, you know, that's a whole other realm to get into, so... But I'm happy about the fact that the film's out there and it's doing its thing. So I'm hoping that I'll have a chance to see it at some point. I imagine it'll eventually be online. But if anyone happens to spot it online or whatever, let me know.
Hey, guess what? That's our show.
Ta-da!
But anyways, contact us, Bob, over to comesoutloud.com. Leave a comment on our blog. Shoot us an email, comesoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail, 361-COL-TALK. That's 361-265-8255. We'll play it on the show. You don't even have to leave your name or anything. Dirty messages appreciated. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/comesoutloud, comesoutloud.tumblr.com for Tumblr, and twitter.com/comesoutloud. Google Plus, google.com/+CubsOutLoud. Please join the Cubs Out Loud Entourage group on BearUnderground.net, the official Bear website of Cubs Out Loud. Also, please leave us a review and ratings and stuff on Stitcher and iTunes. And you can find me anywhere on the internet as Box Tech Box Puppy Box Cub Box something or other.
I am Theater Cub 79 on Bear 401, Bear Underground, Tumblr, HeftyNet, and Nomad Cub 79 on FetLife.
And I can pretty much be found anywhere on the internet or social media web type stuff as GareBear 73.
And with that, take it out, everybody!
Good night, everybody!
Happy turkey, y'all!
Happy, happy turkey day!
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Gobble, gobble, lick your hole. Anyways.